Welcome back to part two of our chat with Jerry Colvin, where we talk about his work with Trish Power.
Nice, great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you playing again soon. This album, is it on actual physical CD or is it just a download these days? I don't know.
No, next year it will be a physical CD. I don't know anything about these downloadable things. I'm too old to know about that sort of stuff. But I can't. But there is talk, if it's been successful as a download, then it will become a physical CD.
Oh, I see. Good.
It may well be in November, depending if you get the... I don't know anything about this stuff, but at the end of October, we get the figures of how well it's done.
Oh, well, let's hope it goes well. I'm sure it will, because all your albums are...
Is it okay? I mean,
It's a brilliant album. I'm going to play another track now because it's got the wonderful Trish Power on, which I love.
Which one is it?
I'm going to play a little bit of track 9, Broken Man, because I think this is a beautiful song.
Oh, brilliant.
Beautiful song this is.
But I'm still broken. Don't come too close, it may rub off on you. To fix me is what they were hoping. Just one more rattling, I'd be good as new. So I sat quietly at the back of the class, writing down answers to questions that I'd never be asked. And we took exams that everyone passed. My entire future was based on how they interpret the past. Oh, they fixed me, but I'm still broken. Yes, they fixed me, but I'm still broken. Covered up their tracks as best they can, but I'm still a broken man. Still a broken man. They kissed me to make it better, but they didn't want to make it better.
What I do love about this album is he featured a lovely Trish Power, which has got a beautiful voice and one of the best accordion players you'll find in the world and the universe anywhere. She's absolutely lovely. And she's on a lot of this album and she plays with you live all the time as part of your band, Trish Power. And this is a really nice track that features her. And it's called Go Ask Someone Else.
Turns to the man with the clipboard and says, put me down as I don't know. I don't know why my life has ended like this. Don't even know why God let me exist. To live with a man who just thinks with his fists, swears at the neighbors, fights with the kids, and don't give a damn about anyone's views. You want to know what detergent I use? Go and ask somebody else.
I love that. It's very, very French, isn't it? It's kind of got that sleazy French bar feel. I love it.
What I love about Trish, Paul Hutchinson is her hero. And she played with Paul and Bellowhead and plays it like a string section and then can go into all this French, Irish music. She's brilliant. Well, I first met Trish and I was working by the bar because, you know, you've got to do what you have to do, don't you?
Yeah.
And I said to her, she came up and said, what's this music? Because I was playing some accordion folk music. I think it might have been the Albion Band. And she said, I love it. And I went, do you play the accordion? She went, well, I've got an accordion. And I went, do you want to do a gig on Saturday?
Ooh, that's crazy.
And that was like 35 years ago. But she's amazing. Not only has she got the greatest name in folk music, Trish Power.
I know, it's ridiculous.
She's an incredibly brilliant singer. You know, she'd never sung until she was in our band. Wow. She was so unconfident, and she has got the most beautiful, angelic voice.
Hasn't she? She features on tracks on her vocals. Which track is she on really? There's one of these tracks on this album that she features.
Feathers Falling from Angels.
Oh, that's...
Really, that's her. Yeah. I wrote it for all the band, but...
It's a beautiful song, though.
She hits a high C at the end. But
terrific.
She's amazing. And the great combination... When Nick died, sadly... We had a talk about continuing with Colvin Cornby with the drums and the bass and the electric bass and I thought no that wouldn't be keeping Colvin Cornby going. I thought that's not right. I've got to start doing something different So I kind of changed it playing with it years ago.
I've got to say, I watched this. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I watched you play this acoustically at the New Forest Folk Festival with just you and Trish, and it's wonderful. So I'm going to have to play a little bit because it's wonderful. Here we are. It's a little bit of watching feathers.
And so here we are. Just you and me. Watching the stars. And sitting here quietly. It's been a long week. It's been a long day. It's been a long time since we have been this way. Listen to the beating of their wings, moving to the rhythm of the wind. We're lying on our backs watching feathers fall from angels. We're lying on our backs watching feathers fall.
Oh, it's just a beautiful thing, and your voices are so complimentary.
I'm not a singer. Trish is, and Marion, who played fiddle on that, is Marion Fleetwood, but you know, from Tradar and Iota, and the brilliant Sandy Denny project. You've got to go and see them.
Beautiful.
They are amazing. Yeah. And of course, Feast of Fiddles. They make it. I mean, I sometimes turn to the guys and say, I don't know why I'm here because they do it all. And I'm not being modest.
No,
I really sometimes think that they're brilliant.
I know. I'm
watching Feathers Fall is a bizarre song because it's about my dad and the story. You'll have to come to a gig to find the whole story, but
yeah,
he used to tell me and my sister a story that after the angels had finished their good works on earth, they would go into heaven and go to a disco. Or as he said, discotheque.
Discotheque.
And feathers, as they dance, would fall down on the earth. And if you collected them, you'd have really good luck.
Oh, that's
but I really love singing that song. It never gets boring. And ironically, It's equal now. It's 11 funerals that people have used it at.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
And 11 weddings for their first dance.
Absolutely. I can see that.
I think that is folk music. That is, I'm proud. I'm not proud because that's a sin, but I'm so pleased.
You're so pleased. And I see that. I see that because of the beautiful tones in it. Well, Jerry, I know this album's going to be a big success for you. I'm so pleased you came to talk to us because I'm honoured that you do that. I love your work. And really, we're going to have to do that gig together, as we promised. The album's available on download, any downloads you can get it from. Also, the Jerry Colvin website, you could point them in the right direction there.
If someone gets in touch with me at www.jerrycolvin.com. If you can't afford it, I'll send it to you free.
Brilliant.
And the other thing is, we've got two albums coming out in November, Past, Present and Crescent, and a Christmas record, The Last Christmas Needle. And we're also playing at the Stratford Playhouse on November the 16th.
Right,
I've got fantastic backing singing by Asia Blue, Paul Johnston from Meat on the Ledge. We've got PJ Wright guesting and loads of other people that I'm not allowed to tell you. Folk legends coming to perform. Come, Paul, you're on the guest list, mate.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
And it will be a crack. November the 16th, Stratford Playhouse Orchestra. Whole drums, horn section, the whole kabuki, and I really hope people can come.
I'll certainly get
there
myself.
It's on the website, there's a link, and next year we're doing exactly the same thing in Holland and Belgium and Germany.
Brilliant
so
stuff.
If you fancy coming, that would be great. But thank you, Paul. You are absolutely doing what DJs should do, which is supporting live music.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
Please, anyone listening, support live music, whatever it is, and support music.
Yeah,
go
keep
and
it
see
going.
Those amazing people like AJ and Fairport.
Tread
and,
Art,
and,
Oyster
and,
Band.
And Steve Knightley's new band, which is brilliant.
Yeah, Dreaming Colours. They're a good band.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Did you see them?
I thought they were great. Yeah, very good. Very good indeed. No album.
I was professionally jealous.
Yeah, quite right. it does. They're a bit good, aren't they? Sickening, really.
The word is professionally jealous.
Yeah, people like us who are a bit naff, we have to tag ourselves to the coattails of talented people like that.
And anyone that is listening, if there are young people listening, buy a guitar, learn three chords, write a song, go to your pub and play it.
Get out there.
That's what I did. That was the best advice. It was given to me by Joe Jackson, my favourite songwriter. And I did it, and it ruined my life.
Jerry Colvin, you're a legend. Thanks for talking to us. I'm going to play us out with One More Week. Thanks for talking to us. We love you. See you later.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless you.
Mate.
Thank you. This song is called One More Week. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Summer last a while more.
What a pleasure it was to talk to Jerry Colvin, as always. And do keep checking back at folkin.com for more mini podcasts that I'll be putting out very soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now, Paul Johnson.